This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. McDonald's is the world's best-known franchise operation, but there are many others in fast food, auto parts, even tanning and pet salons. Typically, the parent company sells the rights to operate one of its outlets and gets a percentage of ongoing sales. There are often strict rules for conformity and how the business is run. Great Harvest doesn't quite fit that pattern. Its bakeries in more than 40 states are encouraged to do their own thing. As part of NPR's series Making Ends Meet, NPR's Wendy Kaufman went to the Great Harvest Bakery in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood.
It's 4:45 in the morning. The radio is blaring with music and talk. The sweet aroma of muffin dough fills the air, and Bob Carlson is making some very good espresso at his Great Harvest Bakery on Market Street.
Isn't this great? Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I have my banana, and I come down to work, have a cup of coffee, get everything moving. It's kind of like being on autopilot for the first 4 hours.
If this is autopilot, it's one on steroids. The 38-year-old bakery owner started baking bread on a fishing boat in Alaska 17 years ago and never stopped.
This is like a challah dough. It's an egg-based dough, and we're going to make cinni minis out of it, so that's what we're doing right now.
The minis are just one of several kinds of pastries and bread that Carlson is preparing. Working at a huge breadboard in the middle of the bakery, he's stretching out a long snake of wheat flour mixed with cinnamon and brown sugar.
Because the dough is so temperamental, it likes to be touched softly. So you have to be very gentle and kind with it. Give it lots of love and affection.
You're putting me on, right?
No, I'm not. It's alive. That's the thing about dough, is it's alive. When you mix it, when you put the yeast in it, yeast is a live organism. And we're going to be as kind to it as we can.
Carlson doesn't use any additives or preservatives, and this year he switched from chemical-free to organic wheat. It's more expensive and harder to bake with, but Crystal Carlson says her husband has the innate ability to touch the dough and judge how it will behave.
Because as well as he knows how to do it, taking what he does and translating it into any way to either explain it or teach someone is such a difficult thing. So that's why we always say people have the touch. They have it or they don't.
But being a talented baker doesn't guarantee success as a bakery owner. Arriving in Seattle after a stint in Alaska, Bob Carlson began working for a big commercial baking company. Though well-paid, he wanted more. He took a job at a Great Harvest bakery and 4 years later decided to open his own. His startup costs about $150,000 in borrowed money. Today, it's one of more than 200 Great Harvest bakeries around the country. And like many of the others, it offers generous free samples.
We got a raisin pecan sourdough, and we got Dakota wheat. There you go. Help yourself to butter, guys. Thank you. Cup of joe. Refills are on the house. 165, please.
Providing free samples is a suggestion made by the home office. But it's only a suggestion. Unlike many franchisors, Great Harvest doesn't regulate just about everything its franchisees do. Calling itself the Freedom Franchise, Great Harvest allows, indeed encourages owners to run their bakeries any way they want. But like other franchisees, bakery owners pay the parent company a startup fee and a percentage of sales. For a Great Harvest franchise, it's now $30,000 up front and 5-7% of sales. Is it worth it? Bob Carlson says yes, adding that from the moment he began planning his bakery, he's been able to draw on the knowledge and experience of others in the Great Harvest community.
You know, we're not out by ourselves. I mean, we are by ourselves because we are all individually owned, but we have a family. You have somebody to fall back on.
The company is very picky about who they give franchises to, but once selected, there are just three requirements. Display the corporate logo, bake the signature honey whole wheat bread, and grind fresh flour every day.
Are you ready?
Carlson dumps a 50-pound sack of red wheat berries into a giant 8-foot-long grinding machine.
How many of those are you going to do?
I'm going to do 3 of the red ones, and then after this is done, I'm going to do 3 of the gold ones. So we're going to do 300 pounds today.
That's enough for about 1 day's worth of baking. about 200 loaves plus cookies and pastries and a little left over. The Carlson's Bakery is profitable. It took about 3 years of nonstop work before they began to feel comfortable financially. 2 years later, they purchased a home in the neighborhood, close enough for their kids to walk to the bakery and to school. And with annual sales of more than $600,000, they are well on their way to paying off their last loan. But for the Carlsons, who take a combined salary of $54,000, running the bakery is not simply about making money. It's about the freedom that comes with being their own boss and a sense of pride in what they do.
People take home what we make and they give it to their families and they give it to themselves, and it's part of what nourishes them. And that is a really honorable job.
Crystal Carlson says as they lock the bakery door each night, they go home happy and satisfied. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.